Hey everybody, it's JR Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast and Red Pill University. Hey, this right now is not about the red pill, even though I'm going to do that. Well, I was thinking about doing that, but it's not. This one right here is something that I want to put out for each and every one of you. On this day right here, on this glorious day right here, it's Veterans Day. I want to say a special PSA to all the veterans out there. Happy Veterans Day to all the men and women of our armed forces. Veterans Day used to be called Armistice Day. And Veterans Day doesn't necessarily mean, I'm a cop, or I'm a fireman, or I'm a paramedic, and I'm a veteran. No, that's not what it means. Or I'm a football player, and I've been in so many years. No, that's not what it means. Veterans Day is people who served in our armed forces to keep our lives and our safety, because freedom isn't free. So what I want to give this out to you, I want to tell you something. Remember this. A lot of these veterans out there are dealing with traumatic stories of PTSD. A lot of PTSD doesn't necessarily mean it has to deal with combat or with war. People think when you have post-traumatic stress disorder, better known as PTSD, people think that you did that in combat or something. Sometimes PTSD also has to do with the underlying mental health issues. Because this one right here is about mental health. Veterans Day and mental health. Because listen, I want you to do me a favor, and each and every one of y'all out there, to do this favor. Thank a veteran. When you see a veteran, say thank you. And then tell him, thank you, and are you okay? Because a lot of veterans don't get that recognition of being thank you and are you okay. Because you need to say at least thank you, because you want to thank that veteran, because a lot of these veterans out here don't get that. And some of these guys out here, some of these men and women out here are having underlying issues of mental health. A lot of stress and mental health. You don't even know the mental health. Because, you know what, if you're a man, here's what they say. If you are a man and you are a veteran, they say, suck it up. You was in the military. You were trained. But they didn't train you. They didn't train you for mental health. The military didn't train you for mental health. They trained you for war and combat. If you are a woman, they say, you're a lady. They didn't train ladies for mental health in the United States military. Whether you're in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, or the Space Force, that's the new branch. They didn't train us for that. Seriously, all our men and women, they didn't train us for that. So I'm telling you this as a public service announcement. Thank a vet, and also have a little respect. Okay? Just remember those things, okay? Because sometimes these men and women out here are living with stress. And sometimes the stress is just mental stress. You know, and you're probably wondering like, what do you mean? Sometimes it doesn't have to be combat related. It could be dealing with life. Just like, okay, example, stress on the job. You lost your home, you lost your car, your bills are piling up. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to stress. Do you understand? That's what I mean when I say stress. Sometimes that stress right there can just pile up. Seriously, it just can pile up, and I mean that seriously. So what I'm here to tell you is that I want you to understand some things. All right, remember. Remember those things, okay? Have a lot of faith and have a lot of blessings on yourself and be blessed, okay? Because sometimes it can just underline what bothers you and bothers a lot of people. Some people in the military have this rule of thumb. See, I know for me, we're going to use me an example, okay? For me an example, I'm a U.S. Marine. Always a Marine. Love the Marine Corps. Marine Corps teaches us one thing. Semper Fidelis. Latin means always faithful. Marines are taught to overcome, to adapt, to improvise, to do something that is unbecoming. Uncommon valor is an uncommon virtues. To do something that we would not ever want to do. We are put in harm's way. We are to do something that we are trained to do. We are trained to go to war. We're trained to go to combat. We're trained to kill. but we are not trained to deal with mental illness. Sorry. That is how they teach us. We are not trained for mental illness. Don't get me wrong. I wish we were trained for that, but we're not. We should be, but we're not. They never trained us how to deal with mental illness. That's something that they have. So that right there can tell you. And a lot of times, mental illness can be just stress related. You know? Just a stress related, dealing with work, dealing with jobs, dealing with just not having enough. You know, you're stressing because of brokenness. You're stressing because of things that you can't deal with, that you can't unforeseen, ungodly and stuff. You got to deal with it. So what I'm telling you that is just follow the rules. Live life. Be there. All right? Got it. All right? That's what that means. All right? So now you understand. We're there. We good. So thank a veteran. All right? On this day, it's Veterans Day. Do you know that? Here's a little history. Do you know Veterans Day was called Armistice Day? It was in a place called Eureka. I think it was Eureka, Kansas or something. Or something like that. It was in Kansas. And they changed it to Veterans Day. It was called Armistice Day because that's the day that military celebrated, a day to where that people can do the things that they can do. So they changed it from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. Veterans Day served all the men and women of armed forces. Whether back then it was the Army, Navy, Marines, and newly Air Force. And not too much of the Coast Guard, but they were there. They didn't really too much, you know, what wasn't pushed on the Coast Guard, but it was the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the newly formed Air Force, because Air Force was the Army Air Corps. I'll go like that. We'll make it that way. And they created Veterans Day. And that's how they created it. And Veterans Day came to be. So a lot of people didn't know that. That's a little history lessons for y'all. So remember that. And also, November 10th, that's the Marine Corps birthday. A lot of people, I have people always ask me this question. Why do Marines go out and celebrate a birthday? Why do they celebrate their birthday so with a big fashion and gala? It's because the Marine Corps has this belief system. It's a core value. And they believe They believe that whatever they do it to the best of their ability. So we do it, we give 110%. That's what Marines do. Marines try to be the best. And that's what they try to be. And they stress that. So that's why Marine Corps, that's why the Marines are who they are. They have this word, and this word is their warrior ethos. You know, the Marine Corps doesn't have a song, they have a hymn. A hymn is a hymn that they sing. Do you know that I did not know this, that I learned it? The Lady Marines had their own song. 4th Battalion in Parris Island had their own song. Not a hymn. They had their own Lady Marine song where they sing. I never heard of it. I'm going to have to look up that one and listen to it. Because I like Lady Marines. They used to call them WMs. Women Marines. But now they say Lady Marines or whatever. Or MWs, Marine Women. Well, it doesn't matter. Or FMs, Female Marines. You know? So it depends. You know? And that's how things are. So, you know, to each his own, but we good. We there and we gonna be living it good. And that's how it is. All right. We're not gonna follow. We're gonna be doing right. Okay. And that's how it is. So, like I said, now you understand. So that was the Marine Corps. Now you know about the Marine Corps. I just wanted to put that out there. I'm just giving this to you about the PTSD and stuff because a lot of Marines, a lot of people in the military have this underlying stress. Do you know that people in the military are committing suicide than anything else. A lot of military people are committing suicide. And the reason why they're doing it is because of the stress. Is the stress. And it's just because when you are in the military, you have this mindset, you have this ethos that you do, and you have this belief system that you are the very best. And you do what everyone else does in this mindset, in this warrior combination of warrior ethos and stuff. You are doing what you set your minds to because you are a U.S. Marine. You are a U.S. soldier. You are a U.S. airman. You are a U.S. Navy. You are the United States Naval personnel. You are the United States Air Force. You are the U.S. Coast Guard. You are the United States Space Force. That's kind of hard to add into, but, you know, hey, I got to say it. Space Force. So, you know, I'm learning how to say these new branches. Space Force is new. That's the only one that's new. There's no other one new. Oh, besides the new branches within a branch, but, you know, that's just something that we as people will learn to do. You know, so that's how that is. All right. So now you know. Got it. So, yeah. So now you know. Got it. So what I am going to ask you this, and I'm going to ask you this to do something. I'm going to ask you to do something for me that you probably would never do. What I'm going to ask you to do is two things. Is remember one thing, and the most important thing I want you to do is all I want you to do is I want you to have a belief system in yourself. Love yourself. And if you find and do this, I'm going to stress this carefully. Then I'm going to cut this short. If you see someone and they're a veteran and they're having issues, but you don't know they're having issues, if they come out to you and say, I'm not doing too good. I'm not doing very well. I'm a little stressed and I can't do this very well. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to reach out to them, and if they tell you that they're not feeling well or that they're feeling less of a person, they feel like, you know, they feel like doing the S word, you know, S-U word, you know, S-I'd, you know, S-U-A-I'd, S-I'd, yeah, that word. I don't like saying it because it's just a bad word. But you know what word I'm talking about, right. If they're saying they're feeling so stressed to where they feel like that, hey, call again, man. And they feel stressed out to the point to where they need someone, and they come out and they can literally come in and they start talking to you about they feeling stressed or they feel like they wanna, you know, off themselves. That's a bad word, off themselves. Take them seriously. I don't care if they think they're joking, take them seriously. Trust me. If they're a veteran, take them seriously. Talk to them. Don't judge them, just listen. That's all I'm asking you to do is just listen. Don't judge them. Because when you're judging them, they're not here. They're not. If they came to you, it's because they saw something in you that they trust. You're that person they trust the most. If they're coming to you with their underlying problem, that means they trust you. Do you understand? It means they trust you enough to where that they feel comfortable enough to tell you, hey, I feel like I want to off myself. And that's a good thing. Not a bad thing, a good thing that you can be that person that they can listen to. Do you understand? All right? All right. Hey, each and every one of y'all, I love you. This one's a special Valentine's Day PSA. I'm not Valentine's Day. This is a Veterans Day PSA. What am I thinking? Valentine's Day? Oh, yeah, it's Valentine's Day. It's coming up. See what I mean? See? see, and it's this Veterans Day right here. Like I said, I'm just letting you know about what goes on Veterans Day. And I'm just telling you right now, sometimes on Veterans Day, it just happens. You know, this is Veterans Day. You know, sometimes on Veterans Day, you gotta put yourself in perspective. Sometimes you gotta just be who you wanna be, and you gotta remember sometimes these people with these underlying mental illness and these people, because in the old days, they never called it PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. They used to call it, you were shell-shocked. They said you were shell-shocked. And being shell-shocked was like really, really underlying problems with a lot of the military. What are the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and as well as Coast Guard, because they were during the times of war. Space Force wasn't around during the times of war. They just now being act. They are the newest, so they haven't seen combat like, you know. Because here's how Space Force came to be. You had the United States Army, then the Army created the Army Air Corps. Okay, the Army Air Corps is that branch of the U.S. Army. They're the Air Force. The newly informed pilots and stuff of the Air Force, of the Army. Pilots of the Army, they fly planes and stuff. So that's the Army Air Corps. Then, the Army Air Corps decided they wanted to be their own little branch. They wanted to be their own little branch. So they decided, well, we're going to branch out and do our own thing. So they took the Army, off and just called themselves Air Force. They got their own uniforms, their own looks, and that's what they used. That's the Army Air Corps, became the Air Force. The Air Force been around a long time. They did a lot of technology. They evolved into better planes, and they evolved into what we call today's technology. Then today, they decided that they want to conquer outer space, so they created Space Force, which is a branch of the United States Air Force. Do you know that the United States Marine Corps is a branch of the Department of Navy? The reason why it's the Department of Navy is because that's how Space Force is. Department of Navy. Yes, it is Department of Navy. United States Air Department of, it says right here, Department of Navy, Department of Navy, Men's Department, United States Marine Corps. I always say that, Men's Department. People go like, what do you mean by Men's Department? It is Men's Department. It's the Men's Department. Not the Women's Department. It's the Men's Department. That's it. United States Marine Corps. Yep. Marine Corps was funded by the Continental Congress in 1775. It was really 1774. But they say 1775. They go back as far as 1774. And that's how they do it. You know. Yeah, and that's how they did it. They did it like that by the Continental Congress and stuff. And then that's how they created the United States Marine Corps. Because what they were doing, the Continental Congress and stuff got together and they decided, well, we're going to start doing things. We need a bunch of drunken, rowdy guys who can actually do the job. So that's how they got the Marine Corps. Marine Corps was a bunch of rowdy drunks. Seriously. And the rowdy drunks got together. And that's how they created. And that's how the Marine Corps became. And that's how they actually got together. Then they got disbanded, and then they brought them back, and then they got disbanded again, and then they brought them back, and this time when they brought them back, they kept them. This time they kept the Marines. Because this time the Marines needed to stay. Because And this time they kept him because they needed to stay, because they said the Marine Corps was something that they needed. And that's when they kept him. And they decided, well, we're going to keep the Marines. They was like, all right. So they kept the Marines. And that's how the Marines stayed. Other than that, that's all. That's how they were. Other than that, that's it. So I want to tell everybody, each everybody, I want to love you. I appreciate you. I care about you. For all you people out there, it's a good Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day for all you veterans out there. And if you don't know a veteran, find one, say hi. If you want to do your, if you don't like war, some people say, well, I don't like going to war. I don't like war. That's blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter. Freedom isn't free. There are certain people in this world that when it's called to serve in the United States Armed Forces, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, or Space Force, they have this thing where they can wake up and they have this belief system and they can do something when others can't. That's what that is, okay? They will do something, they will do things that others will not do. And because of those people right there, we want to say thank you. And for you, you are called to serve. So welcome. I want to say welcome because you do something that no one else does. Thank you. And that's what that means right there. Okay? You do something that no one else does. So for that, we want to say thank you. And go thank a person. If you want to help out, even though you don't want to, you know, join, find a military thing to cause. Paralyzed Veterans Association, Disabled Veterans of Association, Veterans of Foreign War. Yes. Veterans of Foreign War, good branch, good thing to do. Great campaign and stuff like that. Marine Corps League Association, the Army League Association. You know, the Army League Association, yes. I'm just telling you things like that. The Navy, yes. The Air Force, yes. Air Force League Association. You know, there's different branches. Look them up and just support them by helping them. Or make a donation. Do something. Something is better than nothing. Do you understand? That's what I say. All right. Hey, this is Jared Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast and Red Pill University. Got to keep that red pill. Don't forget. Red pill on. This one's just a PSA for Veterans Day for all you veterans, because I am a veteran and I want to say to each and every one of you out there, I love y'all, I appreciate y'all, and I want y'all to know that life is all a gamble and we got to gamble on. All right. And we got to gamble on. All right. So and we got to gamble on. So y'all need to follow the rules and just do exactly how life is, all right? Because we're going to be doing things and we're going to be working and that's how we're going to do it, all right? To each his own, all right? And I want y'all to have faith and believe in yourselves, all right? So, this is Jared Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast and Bravos. And I would say Bravos 6 going dark. Yeah, I could do that because it's Veterans Day. Bravos 6 going dark.